Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, people. Thank you so much for hanging out with the show tonight. Thank you for holding over. I tell you what, before we go to two of the greatest guests we've ever had on this show, we have Miss Monica Schaefer on. This is for you people that didn't listen to the first hour. We also have Mr. Jason Bartlett on, and we will tell who he is in just a minute. But before we go to them, I'm just going to say something. I'm going to reiterate something I said before. This show that you're listening to me, when I'm in here in this studio, this is holy ground. I'm going to tell you what. I've pledged every nickel I've had for this show. It is a holy mission. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm 73 years old. And I could care less what the hell happens to me. I'm ready to battle all forces on this in this earth. Be them spirits or be that flesh. I'm going to go down swinging. I'll tell you what. We started this show to fight global white genocide. If you would, go to our website and read it. Yours truly wrote every word on that website, and I meant every stinking word there. This show is unlike all others. There's not another show in the world, not another show in the United States like this show. If you had a show like this over there in Germany, they would all be in jail right now. If I get put in jail or killed, I don't give a damn because I've been there before. I've risked my life many times before, and I may be risking it right now, but that's just fine. You know, I'm ready to meet my maker. But these people here, we have dedicated our show to fight global white genocide. By the way, I'm setting up the table. Our poster child for global white genocide is what we call at Blood River Radio. We have coined the term hard genocide. Hard genocide is what you're seeing going on right now in South Africa. That's why Mr. Jason Bartlett is over here. He is on a sojourn in America. He's walking all the way from Austin, Texas to Washington, D.C. to try to make noise and shine light on the global white genocide. Its epicenter is the South Africa. They're killing and raping people as we speak right now. Miss Monica Schaefer, she has ancestors who lived through genocide in Germany in World War II. If I'm not mistaken, and she will correct me, I'm sure, her father was in a concentration camp called the Eisenhower death camps after the World War II.
Correct.
And, that's right. And Miss Monica, we have on right now, we had Jason Bartlett on. You've heard me speaking about him. This is going to be a little bit awkward for me, but here's what I'd like to do. I want Miss Monica Schaefer and Mr. Jason Bartlett. Jason Bartlett is here, old soldier from South Africa. Miss Monica, in case you people did tune in, just tuning in, she was a political prisoner in Germany for speaking the truth. She's just recently been elected to an organization. She's the president, the head of an organization for truth and justice for Germans and German people, fighting global white genocide her own way. So we have two people here, Miss Monica and Mr. Jason, who are really fighting for this pretty much the same purpose. And with that right now, Miss Monica, I'm going to turn the show kind of over to you. I want you to play host. I would like you to interview Mr. Jason Bartlett. And I'm going to introduce you right now to Mr. Jason Bartlett. Mr. Jason Bartlett, welcome to the show again. And I would like to you to meet Miss Monica Schaefer. We just gave her a brief introduction. And
hello, Eddie. So go ahead. Hello, Monica. Wonderful to be on the show and wonderful to meet you. Over the radio, Monica, I think it's going to be great. Thanks for your time and also your prayers and support.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Jason, and for what you're doing and bringing, shedding light on something that we all need to be looking at what is going on in South Africa And I understand you're doing a big walk now to, and probably meeting lots of people along the way and having conversations. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey so far.
Yes, most certainly. So I crossed the 935-mile mark today, and I went down to the side of the road where there was the Cumberland River, and I've literally just looked at all the old, beautiful scenery that was all around me. So I've come 935 miles. It's been absolutely flabbergasting and beautiful, even though I'm doing it for such a heart-sore scenario that's happening in South Africa, because we are suffering a hard genocide there in that country. And it's sad that I have to do what I'm doing, but I also have to be glad when I'm doing this, because I'm walking in such safety. It's something that I never grew up with. I never grew up in a safe area, because South Africa is not safe anywhere anymore.
Are you finding that a lot of the people that you're meeting in the States are already aware of the predicament of South African whites, or are you finding that most that you meet are blissfully ignorant about what is going on there? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the people I am meeting are definitely unique, because when they do stop me and I tell them about it, what I'm walking for, they all throw a quick, like they normally seem to know what's going on in South Africa, but almost too scared to talk about it. I think the reason, because of the murders are so brutal and so extreme in the way that they torture the people. And so I think it's very difficult for them to want to go into details about it. But lots of them do know. Surprisingly, a more amount of them know now recently than I noticed in the beginning of the walk. So they said they've heard recently. So South Africa's really, as it's been collapsing and destroying itself, the stories are starting to come up, and the truth is starting to come out. And even though people like the Lana Marxes of this world, they hide it from people like Pompeo, when they speak, they're starting to be concerned now, because the reality is that there's a genocide in South Africa and our people are being murdered. And yes, there's incredible violence on all races there, but we need to focus on the fact that our people are being persecuted strictly for the color of their skin.
Absolutely. Now, how much do you get this attitude from people that might be like, oh, well, you know, the whites, they've got it coming to them, this white guilt? How much do you see that coming through? Or are people actually coming to understand what really is going on? Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
So I haven't bumped into one single person that has said that we deserve it and this is what we're reaping, what we sowed, because it's not what we sowed. We didn't do these things. I never did this. My family never did this. We never tortured anybody. And all the murders that were, most of the murders that were in apartheid era were black on black. So it's got nothing to do with race. They've made it race. But I haven't had anybody actually say that to me. They rather sympathize with me because they realize that they're tired of being pushed with.
We have to go to a quick break. I'm sure you can't hear the music, but we have to go to a quick break. We'll be right back to Jason as soon as we take this quick commercial break.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, I certainly appreciate you hanging out for this great interview. In case you just tuned in, we're interviewing Miss Monica Schaefer, the former political prisoner and a German-Canadian resident. And we also have Mr. Jason Bartlett, who is over here from South Africa. He's an Afrikaner, and he's been walking all the way from Austin, Texas to Washington, D.C. to try to bring attention to the hard global genocide, the hard white genocide that's going on. It's the epicenter in South Africa. And that's who you're listening to. And before we go to Mr. I'm going to ask this question to Mr. Jason Bartlett, and then Monica Schaefer can tune in after he gets through. Jason, you mentioned the fact that people were too afraid to talk about what's going on in South Africa. Now, I'm going to make a quick statement and then ask you a question. The one and only Alexander Solzhenitsyn, when he came to the United States some years ago before his death, he said that the one thing that stood out like a neon light in the Western world was the lack of courage in men and white men in the Western world. In Britain, Canada, United States, no courage, no guts. He said that, in his opinion, that might have been the cause of some of the greatest problems we have that we're facing right now today, a lack of courage, a lack of the ability to tell the truth. Do you agree with that, Jason?
Yes, no, I can agree with that. And just to elaborate on that, like they sense that they can't stand up, and that's the result of these Marxists that have put on the people. They've put such an amount of shame and guilt for anybody, even if you make a tweet or a Facebook comment, let alone actually stand up in the real world. But when you reach a spot like myself and you've got nothing to lose and you just say, well, this is our country, it's an absolute shambles, we have to start standing up. And I hope I'm encouraging a lot of Americans as well, because the Americans know who they are and they're under attack as well from the same enemy, the people on the left and these Marxists and these communist and socialist agenda pushing people. They are against every single God-fearing American and against every God-fearing South African as well. So I really hope I'm inspiring them and asking them to stand up, because we've got nothing to feel guilty of. The Lord Jesus Christ gave us ideas to build magnificent cities and establish communities of where it's safe. We did not ask for it to be destroyed and just be given away. And we didn't do it on the black the backs of slaves or anything like that. So there's a fake agenda that's out there, and they're pushing something that's absolute nonsense, and we don't have to be afraid to stand up for what is right anymore. And that's why I'm doing this for the glory of God, because they are going against my, not only against me and my people, they are going against my God, and I will stand up for him.
Amen. Excellent, excellent answer. Now, Miss Monica, I'd like to ask you a question. We talked in the previous hour, and I will fill Jason in on what we're talking about. We talked about the Orwellian court system, especially in Germany. Now, my question is to you, Miss Monica, do you think the real possibility has arrived where our younger people, the younger generation, they have been totally, their ability to think logically and rationally, to come to the truth in a situation in the world, do you think that's being destroyed, or has it already been destroyed by these Orwellian courts?
Well, I think that there are reasons for a lot of hope there, but there's also reasons for we better, you know, pull out all the stops right now. Basically, they are attacking us full on, because what is happening is there is a huge awakening going on. And the younger people, when they do connect the dots and peel the veils from their eyes, they seem to get it much quicker than us older folks. I mean, because we've lived with the lies longer. You know, for me, I didn't start waking up until past 50 years of age, you know, and so we've lived with these lies longer. The young people, once they start to see things, they really get it quickly. Now, what is happening, though, against this awakening is, you know, the fluoride in the water and the vaccinations and, you know, chemicals basically lobotomizing or attempting to lobotomize us all, you know, and forced vaccinations now. And actually that goes right back to your first speaker, Matt, about the coronavirus. I mean, I think that's all connected to a forced vaccination agenda, which is, you know, what they really want to do. And the whole thing is manufactured and whatnot. But anyway, so about the, you know, do we have the ability to stand up, wake up? Yes, we absolutely do, and we will. We have been under attack before. I have read some, you know, old poetry, German poetry, that I thought, gee, it could have been in the present age. You know, they talk about they go to sleep, and then when they wake up about the threats that are facing us or them at the time, that, oh, that spirit does come up again. And, you know, I don't think that we've lost the spirit in us, you know, genetically. No way. That is still in us. But what has really dampened it and made the white men in particular to be without courage, like what you were just saying a few minutes ago, is the incessant lies and indoctrination. And key to all of that is this white guilt that we are responsible for all the evils, and we are responsible for, you know, the Holocaust, we're responsible for slavery, and none of this is true, you see. So none of that is true, and in fact it's white people who always seem to try to fix things, you know. It's our empathy gene, you could say, that has, as much as it is a beautiful, wonderful quality, it has been used against us, you know, this empathy and care and concern for others and our love of life and nature, all these good qualities that we have, and community and this kind of thing, that has been used against us by this certain tribe that we are not allowed to criticize, lest we be called anti-Semitic. You see, so this is where, I mean, we have to get to the root of this. And as for white men having become lame, I mean, in Germany, that is so, so apparent and obvious. And they've been indoctrinated for generations now, and they are very afraid to just give one little peep. And they are extremely weak right now. But that's not genetic. It is not genetic. So I really do have hope that collectively will stand up and must stand up. And it is going on now. People are waking up in droves. And, you know, they might not be speaking on the streets yet publicly, like in Germany, especially people are very afraid to speak. But behind closed doors, there's a whole nother language going on. And you know, the talking privately is very different than the talking publicly. And that is right across the board, I would say.
So, Ms. Monica, you said that the average, if I'm hearing you right, the average German male, I'll say 45 to 50 years old, he is afraid to speak up. Do you think it's because they're afraid, they fear for being castigated by society, by the courts, or do you think they're just ignorant of their real history? And after that, we're going to go to Mr. Jason.
Yeah, both are true, Eddie. I mean, they have gone through this re-education program since World War II, and I'm talking about George Orwell-style re-education. And so, and it's also cultural Marxism really at work with, you know, we all have to be sensitive and this and that. And yeah, that's nice and good to be sensitive, but this strong qualities have been basically educated right out of the men, and they've become waschlappen. That's a German word meaning dish rag.
Yeah. People, we're getting ready to go to break. We were talking to the one and only Monica Schaefer, former political prisoner, German-Canadian, and we also have on Jason Bartlett, the Vortrekker from South Africa. When we come back, we're going to ask them for their websites, so we'll be right back. Hang on, people.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democrats get ready for the South Carolina primaries, President Donald Trump slammed Democrats for the way they're reacting to the coronavirus threat.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't count their votes.
President Trump characterized the Democratic line of attack as only the latest in a string of efforts to hurt his administration.
One of my people came up to me and said, Mr. President, they tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well. They tried the impeachment hoax. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. And this is their new hoax.
This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former first lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. In a direct challenge to Senate Republicans, President Donald Trump announced that his pick to head the intelligence community is Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, calling the former federal prosecutor an outstanding man of great talent. Trump complained on Twitter that Radcliffe was being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, when I say people, I mean family of Blood River Radio. We are right back, and we're going to go back to the great Monica Schaefer and the great Jason Bartlett. Monica Schaefer, in case you're tuning in, it's probably not probable. Miss Monica Schaefer is a German-Canadian citizen. She is a former political prisoner in Germany for just merely voicing an opinion about the Hola hoax. Jason Bartlett, he is here from, in case you're just tuning in or being living under a rock, he is a South African native. He's here, he's an Afrikaner, and he's marching from Austin, Texas, all the way to Washington, D.C. to make noise and shine light on the white genocide going on in South Africa. And with that, before we do anything else, I want to ask both of you, I will start with you, Miss Monica, since you're the lady. Could you please give people a website, anything they can do to help you, and you know, you're the president of this new organization for a German truth and justice for the German people and the German nation. Would you give them information about how to get to your website and anything that our audience can do to help you?
Oh, thanks for that question. We are just in the process of getting a website up. We don't have one yet for the Truth and Justice for German Society per se, but that should happen within a few weeks. But in the meantime, you could go to my own blog, my own website, and I have a little bit posted there about the Truth and Justice for German Society, plus other articles. And that is freespeechmonica.wordpress.com. And it's Free Speech Monica, all one word, and Monica with a K. And so as soon as we get that website up and running for the Truth and Justice for German Society, I will be pumping it out there and making sure that people find out about it. Yeah, so thanks for that question.
You're very welcome. And as soon as you get any information you get, Miss Monica, you can get it to the Blood River Radio boys, and we will make sure people get it. Mr. Jason, now I know you have a website. What can the people here in the United States do right now? If you will, Jason, give them your website and let us know anything we can do, general, from the general to the specific. What can we do, Jason?
Okay, so my website is www.boerextinction.org. So it's boerextinction.org. And what you guys can do is you can obviously donate. There's a GoFundMe that's connected directly to my bank account that goes straight to me, as well as there's also a message link where you can send me a message, because what a lot of people have done is they've booked a Airbnb or a hotel room for 3 or 4 days wherever my support vehicle and myself need to be at that moment, because they obviously, you know how the logistics of the walk work. And they can do that. If they don't want to do an actual Airbnb and can't afford a donation, they can always send me a prayer, or they can request an interview as well on my website. But I really do appreciate, and I do get back to everybody that obviously donates and sends me a message via the website as well.
Well, I'm glad you could get that information out there. Now, before we go back to Miss Monica, I would like to ask you, Jason, tell us about some of the audience, especially the ones that didn't tune in last week. Tell them about some of your experiences on your walk toward Washington, D.C. And if you can, if it's safe, let them know the general area that you are in the country right now, how far you've come.
So I started in Austin, Texas, which is I was actually pretty disgusted at the start. I had some great people, but obviously there's a liberal side of Austin that's a very dark side where people try to throw things, or they did throw things at me, as well as I had to dive out of the street, the road once or twice during those few days while I was in that area. But then obviously when I get to the countryside and the people are more Christian and very good people, they have been very heartfelt and warming. They've opened their arms and they've just said, come, let's pray together. They've given me donations, hot cup of coffee. And then obviously I've walked quite far. So I'm already in Tennessee now. So I've walked through a little piece of Louisiana and Arkansas where I met up with good friends and family, as well as in Tennessee. I've just other side Nashville now. I am between Nashville and Knoxville on a road, and we've just about to move into a different Airbnb on Monday. So that's where I am right now. But the overall reception has been unfathomable and very, very Christian-like and God-like because the Americans know who they serve, and they are just great people, a very heartfelt and warming welcome from the people all over the South so far.
I'm really glad to hear that. You know, I had some doubts. I know I talked to my co-host Matt earlier when we found out about your walk, and we were fearful of the Antifa harassing you on the road, because I know some of the Antifa groups had promised they were going to meet you at every little hamlet, every little city. Monica, would you like to chime in on that and ask Jason some questions about that or make some comments?
Well, yeah, I was actually curious how people are identifying you, like those liberals in Austin. How are you carrying a sign that outlines what's going on, or how are people aware as they see you walking?
So I'm not carrying any South African flag or anything like that. I'm actually carrying a big 3-foot by 5-foot American flag, and I've also got a Keep America Great hat on. So I stick out like a sore thumb. You can see me quite well. But it does inspire one thing about the flag. I mean, a lot of people seem to think that it's hateful and represents oppression. But, I mean, I see it as in God we trust. And, you know, that's what I'm doing. A lot of people honk, and it just keeps my spirits up. And a lot of people stop and just thank me for what I'm doing. And then I explain to them what I'm doing. And then a lot of the time they break out into tears, and they just say thank you for standing up for Americans as well as South Africans. So it's been a wonderful reception.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Really good to hear. I see what's going on in South Africa and, you know, tying back to what happened in Dresden 75 years ago. This is all connected. And I see what happened in Dresden was symbolic of the world now. You know, what is going on now in the world, and we really had better take notice of what is going on in South Africa. I would love to know more about what, you know, I've heard about farmers being murdered, and I've heard about white slums now, like the white people relegated to slums because they're being disadvantaged for getting jobs and whatnot, and I don't know if there's some of that you want to tell us about.
Yeah. South Africa has reached absolute junk status. There are extreme levels of crimes against humanity now, where the government has over 100 laws keeping white people, specifically white people, from getting jobs. There are now, I think, almost 1 million white people living, or 800,000 living in what they call squatter camps, which is like slums. And not because they're not educated and they can't get on their feet. They can't get on the feet because of what the government is trying to do intentionally. So they've collapsed the entire country, and they're also the whites are some of the only people who are paying taxes. So you get load shedding because they've stolen all of the money from a place called Eskom, which is our electricity utility company in the government. They've stolen so much money that they have to cut like 8 or 10 hours a day from white people, taxpayers' electricity, just so that they don't collapse the whole grid. But the blacks get it for free. So it's just such open and blatant racism. That's why I'm not making it racist. They've made it completely, completely racist by standing up and singing stuff like "One Farmer, One Bullet," "Kiss the Boer, Kiss the Farmer." You know, they want us. They're calling for our killings. And people like Lana Marks and Cyril Maposa are hiding it from the world, even though Secretary Pompeo and Trump have even tweeted about it. So that's why I'm doing this, because something needs to happen this year, because we are on the brink of annihilation, and the country can break out into war, and we will be at the brunt of it.
Mr. Jason, if you will, tell Monica and the rest of our audience some of the stories that you told us the last time you were on, about some of the personal tragedies that you've been involved in. And then after that, I'd like to ask you if you've heard from President Trump yet, which is, I think I know that answer. But anyway, go ahead and tell us some of your own personal experiences, and then we'll let Miss Monica chime in on after you get through with that.
So I have been making contact with the Trump administration. We have been reaching out, so there are some positive feedbacks there. That's all I can say for that right now. But some of the personal attacks, like one of the main one that comes straight to mind is my cousin, Dion, who was shot through the back of the head on the 12th of January in 2018. They stabbed him in the neck. They tied him with fish nylon. They strangled him, and then they burned him with his grill after they had shot him through the head because they thought he was dead. They continued to burn him. And then they...
Jason, we got to go to a quick break. We got to go to a quick break. Hang on. People, you're listening to Jason Bartlett, the Afrikaner over here, marching for truth and justice for the South African people. You're also listening to Monica Schaefer, and we'll go right back to them when we come back. Hang on to your seats.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
People, we're right back. We're going to the great Monica Schaefer and Jason Bartlett. In case you hadn't been listening, I'm going to say this one more time. I feel like I'm really repeating myself. But Miss Monica Schaefer is the German-Canadian. She has people in Germany going all the way back for years and years. She's currently living in Canada. She was a political prisoner in Germany one time. We also have Jason Bartlett on here. He is the Afrikaner who's in the United States of America, marching from all the way from Austin, Texas to Washington, D.C. And he was telling us right before we went to the break how he had been in communication with the President Trump. I won't ask him any more about that because he probably can't disclose it any more than he could anyway, because it's probably kind of secret. But, Jason, that is great, 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 great news that you have even got a hint of a communication from the president. Before we go back to Miss Monica, about when do you think you will be in Washington, D.C.? And also, I don't want to forget, before y'all two go, before you go, you and Miss Monica go, I want y'all to repeat y'all's website one more time before we go. Don't let me forget that. I'm old. So, Mr. Jason, when do you think you will be in Washington, D.C.? Do you have a target date?
I do have a target date now. It has been altered a little bit, so it will probably be the first or second week in April, just due to the fact that I'm going to have to take 5 days off to go to a court case in Dallas for the specific reason why I'm doing the walk, of course. So it's a very positive thing. And then, yes, I have been making some contact, and it is good, but I can't disclose too much. It's good to know people, and it is also good to serve a gracious God to put you in contact with the right people. So you can also continue to fund to the walk. I do ask you very politely to donate to the walk on boerextinction.org, and that's B-O-E-R extinction.org.
That's great. May I just ask this, without trying to ask you to divulge too much information, do you have any positive feelings that you will get any help in any way, financial, politically? Will you get in any help from the government of the United States and into your fight to help relieve the situation in your country, South Africa?
Well, let's just put it this way. I won't stop until I get an answer within this year, because we've waited for 25 years and nobody said anything, and the country has come to a complete standstill. It is bankrupt. Our South African Airways is collapsing. The police department, the military is collapsing. Absolutely everything is collapsing, and everybody's going to be without electricity soon. So we need answers, and we need help this year. So I will not stop before we get an answer and help. So we do need help. It is time to help South Africa.
Most certainly. You know, I'd like to also remind people, this is the last day of February. It is our last. We're closing out Dresden Month. February, as long as Blood River Radio is around, we're going to have Dresden Month. It will always be in February, because the Holocaust in Dresden started in, I believe, the 13th of February. 1945. Now, Miss Monica, you've raised a very cogent point. You said that Dresden was like symbolic for what's going on in the world today. And I'd also like to say it was also symbolic for what went on 100 years prior to that, even starting with the American Civil War, even going back prior to that. Would you like to make some further comments on that relate it to what Jason has said so far since then?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this during the breaks there, how to tie this all together and some of the things we've already talked about. And we were talking about white men having become weak. And I asked myself, well, how did it get to this? How did it come to this? How did we get to this position that the globalists, the elites, or those who must not be criticized, lest we be called anti-Semitic, how did they get it to this? How they did it is through lies and deception. And once again, that brings us to the importance of understanding the truth, which both Jason, through his walk right now, is trying to highlight or share and teach people, basically to expose what is going on in South Africa. And with, you know, in my situation, this Truth and Justice for Germans, it is just critical that we understand the truth in order to be able to rise up and become strong and heal ourselves. It's like we've become all ill from the toxic lies through decades and in fact, centuries. And so I just wanted to tie that together. And in Germany in particular, what has made the people weak there is the hollow guilt, you know, the Holocaust guilt, the false Holocaust, the guilt for that. And, you know, at that time, the way they see it is, oh, Germany was bad, now Germany is good. In other words, inviting all these people in and taking care of them. And we, Alfred and I, are making Germany bad again, or anybody else who's speaking truth is making Germany bad again. But those who have been re-educated don't see it that way. They see it as we're making Germany bad again. But that's what we're countering, right? So, and Dresden being symbolic of what's going on in the world now, yes, I do see it. It was a total genocide of the people. And like I said, no military target. It was deliberate genocide of the people, the citizens, the women and children, the families, and the real refugees that were fleeing the Red Army at the time. And now what's going on? Yes, we are being genocided. And South Africa is basically where we need to look to see what they have in mind for the rest of us, white people worldwide, you see. So that's why it really ties in together. And I'm so glad I've had this opportunity to be on this show together with Jason Bartlett from South Africa today. And oh, just before I hand it over, I'd just like to correct a little error. I'm not sure if I heard you say that I was born in Germany. No, I was born and raised in Canada. So definitely Canadian all my life. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you. If I said that, I certainly appreciate you correcting me, because we always want to be as accurate as possible. But if I'm not mistaken, Miss Monica, didn't your dad, he served in the German army. Was he not a victim of what we call here on Blood River Radio, we call them the Eisenhower death camps. Was he a prisoner of war after the?
Yes, he was.
Tell us a little bit about that.
He was in one of those camps, and he escaped, actually, with the help of a French guard, which is a whole other story. It's incredible. But he was in one of those camps, and in 1989, when that book, Other Losses, by James Bach, came out, my father was absolutely just, he was pacing the house and saying, look, finally, somebody is telling the other side of what they did to us, you know, and he was just absolutely, you know, agitated, but relieved that somebody is finally telling another side of the story and those camps. He said that, you know, between a third and a quarter of the people there died of exposure, starvation, and et cetera. Healthy men would be coming in, and a few days later, they'd be crawling and unable to, you know, crawl to the ditch that served as a latrine, and they were using spoons to get shelter from the elements just to dig into the dirt. It was horrible, these camps. They were deliberate centers of murder of these, what they call disarmed enemy combatants. So they changed the term. Right. Yeah, it's unreal what happened there.
Name of the book. Quickly, give us the name of that book one more time, Monica.
Other Losses. Other Losses, Other... by James Bach, B-A-C-Q-U-E-S.
I've never heard
that. Yeah.
That is
very important.
That is great.
He just died last fall, like in September, I believe. A Canadian man. Yeah, very, very important.
Well, Mr. Jason, I have my opinion, but I want to ask you, Jason, do you think that the globalists, the people that hate whites, especially hate Christians, do you think they're accomplishing in South Africa without incendiary bombs the same thing that they accomplished, the wreck that they put on the German people in Dresden and Hamburg, et cetera? Or is it the same people doing that, and do you think they're accomplishing the same end result of white genocide?
Yes, they are subtly doing it, and it's become less and less subtle. And at the end of the day, it is the same people, because you either serve God or you're against God. So you're either the enemy of and Satan and worship him and stand for him, or you stand for Jesus Christ. So you can't. There's no middleman. There's either the evil ones or the good ones. And what they're doing, it's the same type of people, if not the exact same people, that are organizing the same organizations. And it is sickening, but we do need to, that's why I need to stand up in the name of the Lord and say, well, we ask you for your help now, because the forces of this earth are not willing to help. So we need intervention, and we need divine intervention.
I could not agree more with that. One thing that I'm really most grateful for, Jason, is you are also a hardcore Christian, probably a bit harder core than I am. I backslide all the time, I must let you know. But I think the same thing. What do you think about that, Miss Monica? Do you think that they're accomplishing the world, the powers that be, the same organizations that inflicted the damage on Dresden, Hamburg, all the other cities there, are they doing it well without firing a shot in South Africa? Or are these the same organizations as Jason and I agree upon?
Yes, there's no question. Those Voltaire, I believe, said that to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. But I would just like to say that they will not win. They will not win.
Amen.
Yeah, good.
Well, people, once again, I did it. I misjudged by about a minute. People, thank you so much for tuning in to listen to Miss Monica Schaefer and Mr. Jason Bartlett, two heroes if there ever was one. Mr. Jason, would you like to make a final comment quickly? You got 15 seconds.
It was an honor to listen to Monica's side of the view, really, and yours as well. God bless you all, and thank you for everything. I'll see you on the road.
Thanks. Quick comment, 10 seconds, Miss Monica.
Yes, same thing, and it's always so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much. Well, people, you heard it. Two of the greatest people alive right now, as far as I'm concerned. They're modern-day heroes. People, this was the last day of Dresden Month. Tune in next week, same time, same place. We'll have all new guests on. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Sam.